95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Show, Riggs and Guy. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. Hey, it seems like a good time for another installment of Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia from SR Parada here. Hi, guys.
What's up?
Hey.
Well, we're in a festive holiday mood, you know, and it is a season of giving, and you guys were kind enough to give us some beers today to try. And I feel like there might be a theme to today's brew review. What are we talking about?
There is a theme, slightly. Actually, slightly. I might use one of the beers today.
Oh, nice.
I brought some Dogfish stuff today, but for a reason. If you go out and search this week and next week, you may find this stuff on Buy One, Get One Free.
Whoa! Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love the BOGO so much.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this. This is the first time Dogfish has ever done a BOGO program to kind of start you off. The Publix one should have started yesterday, and that'll run until Wednesday.
Okay.
Winn-Dixie, I believe, theirs has already started, and it runs for a couple weeks.
Oh, wow.
It's at participating stores, though, so you got to kind of search out which ones are doing it. And then ABC Wine and Liquor will be doing it starting the 14th.
No, wow. That's huge. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's what a beautiful thing that that Dogfish is doing for the holidays, giving you beer for just buying it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's a Christmas present right there.
Oh, my God. This is beautiful. That's fantastic. So these are some of the flavors that you may be able to purchase and then get additional ones for free.
Correct. If you can't find it in that particular store, don't come yelling at me. You may have missed it.
You're a sir. Or to make your life even easier, srprod.com/beerfinder.
That's right. When we give out Josh's cell phone number at the end of today's show, don't call it and complain about not being able to find the BOGO.
386.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. I'll just have it auto forward to your cell phone.
That's right. Loop it back around. All right. Well, loop me a beer. Where we start?
We're going to start off with Slightly Mighty.
Okay.
This is their kind of their low-calorie IPA. I believe we've tested this one out before. This is their first kind of diving into the better-for-you stuff.
Okay.
Clocks in at 95 calories, 3.6 carbs, 4% alcohol.
All right.
But they do something a little bit different than the other guys have been doing. To kind of get that same flavor and body as a regular IPA, they use monk fruit.
Monk fruit.
I know Amelia knows a little bit about monk fruit, probably more than I do.
Really?
Yeah. It's a thing healthy people are aware of. You know, it's like a low-calorie sweetener. It's natural, and it's slightly sweet.
I am tasting a slight sweet in this.
What does the monk fruit look like? Do you know?
It looks like a monk's bald head.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, right. I have no idea.
Probably like a melon, I would think, you know.
Ooh. I mean, it got the name for a reason, so yeah. I think Josh is about right there. Yeah.
If people are, listen, we have just increased monk fruit Googling by 1,000% in the metro
right.
area.
Look at Google trending tomorrow.
That's right. Why did that spike? Wow, this is very good. Now, and it is a, 4%, it's a light beer, but there's a ton of flavor right there. This is not like some sort of watery beer.
Exactly. In my opinion, this is one of the best, if not the best, low-calorie IPAs out there. Mm. Like I said, this one still has the body of an IPA, still has the bitterness. It doesn't have that watered-down flavor. They did a really, really good job on this. I mean, it's just,
You can't even tell it's a low-cal beer.
No.
Agreed.
No, I would lose that blindfold test if you told me that. And
this one might be one to stock up on, so in January you're ready with 5, 6, 7 cases worth.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, it's definitely a better for you option, kind of a light beer, because it only has like 95 calories.
Yep, yeah. 95 calories and 3.6 carbs. Hard to beat that.
I love that.
Especially from Dogfish Head.
Thank you for saving my midsection and my taste buds with that one. All right, we got one more on this side. Where are we going next?
The classic 60-minute IPA.
Okay, yes.
Minute.
What was the last time?
Do you guys happen to remember why it's called 60-minute?
Because it is the hops are dunked in for 60 minutes.
Close.
It was brewed while 60 Minutes, the TV show, was on?
Correct.
Yes! Wait, no, that's not right.
No, so this is continually hopped for 60 Minutes. The story more comes from 90 Minute, but when chefs cook stuff, they kind of add a little bit of pepper throughout the cook, so you're not getting too much at once, and it kind of helps that flavor go across. So what they did was they did the same thing with hops. So for 60 Minutes, they're continuously dropping hops in there to get more freshness, more vibrance as it's brewing.
Okay.
Okay, so they have their hops measured out and they continuously drop them in. It's not like they just keep pouring bags in there.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a certain time frame which they're dropping in, and but they do that for 60 minutes. From what I understand, the creator and founder of Dogfish actually had one of those old school, like, it was either a hockey or football game that vibrated, and it would vibrate
the football game. Yeah, right. That's right. I remember that story about the electric, electric football, and you'd have that knob that would turn up the vibration, which was good for plastic football men, but then now also good for beer.
Right. So he actually retrofitted one of those with his hops, so it would slowly drop them in as time went on for 60 minutes, and this is the product.
Look at that. I mean, science.
This is delicious.
You know, you get scientists who work in labs forever, and they don't come up with something like this. And it's, I mean, crystal clear. I mean, I can see across the entire building right through this beer.
Right. When you talk about an IPA, 60-minute is usually the go-to. It's right up there with the Lagunitas IPAs of the world. It's just the first thing people think of when you talk about an IPA.
Well, let's talk more about IPAs and beers. And Dogfish had the flavor of the day. It's BOGO time, all right?
Yeah.
Don't go yet, because you got two more flavors. Then you can run and take advantage of these deals. Josh and Amelia, SR Parrott. It's a Riggs and Guy Brew Review right here on the Morning Hog Show on 95.7 The Hog.